unless you are convinced, you cannot convince others. And to save them is paropokara, real welfare.
Want to be saved.
That is another thing. But our duty is to try.
Tickets for the devotees in second class, plus two for yourself and I, sorry, in first class.
Well, it's not the consideration of tickets, it's just on the midnight of 31st and 1st, when I was very disturbed, I just got into the train for a drive, being a railway man, and there was just some intuition that I came here. And I had your darshan.
When you came?
On the 31st and 1st, on the first morning.
Yes.
And from that, I, as happens to be, I've been coming every day.
Very good.
On the second, you were kind enough to autograph the Gita.
Yes, I
purchased from here.
You are reading?
I have not started reading that one. I am reading the Shri Ishopanad. I read the other Gita. But after I finish this, then I'll start your edition. I've read Gita, the ordinary one from Gita Press, Gorakhpur. I've read Dr. Radhakrishnan's version, Dr. Rajakulashari. I hope to gain something more.
The difference between other Gita and our Gita is therefore said as it is, no interpretation. That is a disaster. Authority Krishna, and to interpret on his word is a very disaster.
Lord Krishna has been good to me right from my childhood. I was brought up in a good religious family. I have always been able to have my way. I think that's what's wrong. I get very strong desires, likes, dislikes. I've been successful, very, very successful in the material sense, in work.
Now
I want to. Doesn't leave me with peace.
Hare Krishna. What is your full name?
Ravindranath Gupta. I'm not a Bengali, I belong to Delhi. I've lived 8 years in Bengal. Chittaranjan, Durgapur. Monger.
So you can speak in Bengali?
I can understand. I mean, ভালো বাংলা বলতে পারি না, বুঝতে পারি।
দালি হবে।
No, not at all. Once upon a time I could read and write, but it's just out of touch.
The Calcutta Marwari, they speak very fluently.
Being in railways, I've had about 8 cross-country transfers. Rajkot, Ajmer, Bombay, Ahmedabad, Dwar. So I know as much of Gujarati and Marathi too.
Rajasthani.
Rajasthani. Hindi is the mother tongue, Rajasthani.
Yes, Hindi is understood everywhere. What you have learned.
The only thing that I have been able to learn is we are instruments of God. By keeping our mind and heart straight, we should do our work as belonging to Grihastha-ashram as best as possible. But the human beings tend to twist as best as possible in their own way. And that, when the realization comes,
you realize that the modern religion is misguided. The people are misguided. Hare Krishna. Jaya. He is Dr. Patel. He is Mr. Gupta, railway officer. He arranged for our tickets.
You are going by plane or by car?
Train.
You are going also by train? It would be too much.
No.
Train.
First class is all right.
You want first class? Because it takes more than 36 hours to reach.
No.
By Calcutta mail from here, no?
24 hours.
Or Kashi Express.
Yes, 24 hours.
Kashi Express.
Kashi Express. Kashi Express reaches in the morning, just that one.
I had gone by Kashi Express. It reached from here it starts in the evening, and there it reaches Allahabad in the evening.
That is Allahabad mail, that's Calcutta mail. Kashi Express leaves at 6:45 in the morning. From the other.
I see.
And reaches
next
about
day
the
morning.
Same time next morning.
But
so we have to get the train from Dadar.
Yes.
Dadar is nearer.
Dadar is nearer.
It must be stopping at Thana also, no?
We had the option of going either on 10th night or 11th morning, but we preferred 11th morning for the same reason.
10th night means?
Either by Calcutta mail or there's a special leaving for Allahabad. There's a special train. We are running Kumbh Mela specials.
This one
is a regular train. This is Varanasi Express.
But special must not have first class, has it?
Special has first class.
That special will be better then.
No, it won't be, because it leaves on 10th night and it will only go to Naini.
It won't
go to Allahabad.
Isn't it faster than
that?
No.
To change again.
No.
From Naini you have to change.
You see, the Central Railway, we are taking pilgrims only to Naini and back. We are moving about 1 million passengers from this area.
From Naini, they are going to the Kumbh Mela.
Yes, it's a triangle. Hmm. So from Naini, they will go to Kumbh Mela, come back to Naini, and come back this side.
How far Naini is from Allahabad?
Naini railway station wise is 5 miles from Allahabad, but. People who have to go to Sangam, you are just at the bridge, at the bank of the river.
It is not far away from this near. Rather, Allahabad, main station is far away.
You see, the way railways have organized it, Eastern Railway...
From Naini, you are crossing the river or in this side of it?
By specials, we will not cross the river. By through-going trains, we will cross the river.
If you cross the river, then you go to Allahabad main station.
Right. So, Varanasi Express will go to main station.
Ah.
That's special would not have gone to my station.
My
it would have caused you inconvenience.
So they will receive from Allahabad station our men.
You have to tell them to
we'll
come
to
Naina.
We'll have to telegram to Gurudas to tell us when to tell when we're coming.
There will be a huge, I mean, traffic blocking and all those. No?
Yeah. 50 years before, when I was in Allahabad, 1920s, there was Kumbh Mela. Then 40 lakhs people. 50 years ago.
Poor transport then. That transport was not so efficient as it is today, no? More trains and more
no,
buses.
The Bombay Mail was there. And I think this Kashi Express was not.
Kashi Express is a new?
Not very new. That is also not
very 15 years old?
15 years.
Kashi Express go to Allahabad and comes back to Binaras. Reverse it like I had gone by the express.
Actually,
Kashi Express was
introduced
before last
Kumbh Mela. Then from Allahabad there is a state line from Benares to Benares. Then it goes to Mughalsarai. Kashi Express from it goes up to Kashi or no?
Up to Kashi. And how long are you going to stay there, sir?
As long as Pragdev.
Mela will last up to middle of February, perhaps. No?
Ek mahina chal raha tha.
Ek mahina?
No, I am not going.
It is very cold, huh? This is extreme cold this season. And to take bath in confluence with this biting cold of this cold water. I think
sometimes
should...
I was taking.
You should take warm water.
In 1925, I was taking. I was touching the water and it was cutting.
Even now, it will be cutting too much.
And as soon as I take a dip, everything is.
No, but now it is not right.
It is very nice.
Everything is numb.
Immediately
warm.
As you say,
that is all the case, yes.
So long you do not take deep, it is so pinching, it is cutting your body. And as soon as you get a dip, 1, 2, 3, best, immediately.
No, but now at this age of yours,
now
you should warm the water and take water from functions, bring in the tent, warm it up and take a bath. Or we get a pot of water here and daily put 2 drops in the bucket and take a bath. My wife was doing this. She used to put 2 drops of Ganga water.
Now, if I take such deep, I may be paralyzed.
Oh yes, one man has actually died in Kashi Binaras by dipping in the Ganga. This is very cold. The water in Ganga is very cold even in summer, sir. Summer also it is very cold.
Coming
directly from
Himalaya. I had gone up to Prayag, pure, no mixture. And then Jamuna.
And Ganga mixed together. Mix.
They say Saraswati also.
Saraswati is the subterranean river. They call Saraswati everywhere, you know? Hindu mythological river. Yes, it is mythological in a way. It's all subterranean water. Is Saraswati.
No, there is.
You get Saraswati in Gujarat also. You get Saraswati in Maharashtra also. Anywhere.
This is Dr. Patel. I heard him speaking 2 years ago because a tape came.
Did you?
At the time you and Dr. Patel were having very heated conversations, but now I see he is subdued.
In these 2 years, I have made an extensive study of the Vaishnava culture, of all the three branches of main Vaishnavas. And I think, sir, that I have studied Shankar also extensively, and I think Shankar is misunderstood very much. What is your opinion?
Not misunderstood. He made himself misunderstood.
But people are misunderstanding the real purport of his.
Mayavadam, he has to please this Mayavad. He has to present himself in that way. Otherwise, he is Vaishnava. Mayavadam asachastam pachannam baddham uchchatam
pacham buddha Shankaracharya.
Maiva gadidang devi kalo brahmana buddha.
All Vaishnavas. Krishna bhakti satsanga anyatha yanti vido api adha. Even well-versed man will come down if he does not do this too. Now all the branches of, Vaishnavism, this is the same common thing.
Satang prasangat mama bija sanvita bhavan tirit karna sayana kasa. Without satsanga, nobody can understand Krishna.
Swaminarayan has mentioned this as Krishna tad avtaracha geya tad pratimapicha natu jiva nrupadeva adya bhakta brahma vidopicha. Even the highest bhakta, the brahmavid bhakta, they should not be worshipped other than Krishna and his avtaracha. But the followers, you know what they are doing.
They are not followers. If they do not follow their guru, then what kind of follow?
Same with the Valbhacharya's followers.
Unless guru trains the disciple rightly, they deviate.
The chief belief is that God comes in the form of the guru. And so Guru should be worshipped as God even after his death. God comes in the form of Guru is a fact. God comes in the form of Guru. That is the thing.
Yes.
God comes in the form of Guru is all right. So, yatha deve para bhakti tatha, yatha deve tatha guru. Otherwise you cannot get
Guru
the real
is
jnana.
Manifestation of God. But that doesn't kick out God.
They are kicking out God. And this these fellows in this Ganesh Puri, they are worshipping that statue of their old guru only.
That's a common statement also. Guru Gobind hun khare kaake lage paon balihari guru aapno gobindiyo bataye.
That's right.
I think that's the gist of the guru and Bhagwan.
Those people who consider Guru in the place of God during his, imparting of knowledge to you, otherwise you won't get the knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yatha deve tathagur tasya eva kathitad guna prakashante mahatmanah. Otherwise all those things will not eliminate them. You see, am I right or wrong, sir?
Yes. Without Guru, you cannot have God. That does not mean you shall reject
Guru's Guru.
Even Parampara.
Imam Raja Shayo.
By Guru's mercy and Krishna's mercy, one can enter into bhakti-marga. Without Guru's mercy, you cannot And without Krishna's mercy also cannot. Krishna is situated within your heart. And if you are sincere, Krishna will give you the right Guru. And then Guru's, by Guru's mercy you will understand. This is the point.
For our Grastashram in Kamyug, when at times the anger gets temporarily the better of you, what is the guidance which can bring you back to normalcy? Because in anger you can do a lot of things. And as we call it, you lose, spontaneously you lose your temper.
When you can conquer over your anger, then you become Goshan. Vasavigam, Krodavigam, Krodavigam. Manasavigam, Udaravigam, Upasavigam. Itar vigam, Jabhisaheta, Dhira, Pithibhim Sasushya. The Guru, one cannot become Guru who has no control over these things. Vasavigam, the urge of speaking nonsense. Vasavigam, Krodavigam, the urge of anger. Manasavigam, urge of mind. Udaravigam, urge of the belly. Upasavigam, urge of the genital. In this way, all the six Vedas, one who can control, is fit for becoming Guru.
But for
Artha,
you see, from Krodh and Lobh, this can be only one if you have, you understand the greatness of God and your mind perpetually in the separate feet of God. Then you don't have this Kaam, Krodh and Lobh. That is what other Acharyas are
saying. Vasa Vedam, Krodha Vedam, Uttara Vedam, Manasa Vedam. Itar Vedas, the six Vedas, one who can control, he is Goshan. Shami means master, Go means Indriya.
Ram, Krodh, Lobh, Matsar,
Moh,
Matsar and six things.
Guruji, the problem which I am putting as a common man is,
It is not for the common man.
I mean,
common man has to learn under the discipline of Guru. You cannot expect all these things from a common man. When you actually control all these things, that you are a common man. You are representative of Krishna, then you can preach Krishna's pleasure.
There is one slope. Sarva dharman paritya mame kamsa aham from sarva pape bhamuksham. This is path, Kaam, Krodh and Lobh. He will relieve you from that path if you completely surrender.
Pap, everything in the material world, whatever you do, that is pap. In the material world, this is pap, this is punna, this is mental conquer. Everything is pap. Daitya, Bhadra, Bhadra, Sakali Sama. In the world of duality, material world, we have manufactured something, this is good, this is bad, this is moral, this is immoral. But Chaitanya Charitamrita author say, these are all mental concepts. Everything is the same, material. Material means bad. But we have made some convention, this is good, this is bad.
Dakshatha, by God's grace, I'm a very successful man. I'm youngest chief mechanical engineer on the Central Railway. I know Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, all are taken to extreme, it's pap. I know it. But when they overcome in the heat of the moment, then you're not able to retrate yourself.
When it
overcomes. It's only when it's gone
that
through,
you
when
have to practice how to use Kaam, Krodh. That is described by Narottam Das Bhakti. Kaam Krishna Karmatmana. Kaam means you have a strong desire to do something. That is Kaam. So Kanbhati, the strong desire for Krishna's activity. Kam Krishna Karnat. Krodh Bhakta decision. And persons who are envious of the devotee, you become angry about them. You have got this quality, Kam Krodh Lobh, but you can utilize it. Just like Hanuman, he became very angry and he set fire in the Lanka. Unless one is very angry, he cannot do that. But that crow was applied to the demon. Krodh Bhakta Desigan. So we can utilize Kam Krodh Moha. Bewilderment. When we cannot find out a bhakta, then we should be bewildered. Sunnayitam jagat sarva. Therefore, bhakti process means that everything has to be purified. Krodh, Hanuman's krodh, to set fire, Lanka, it is purified krodh. But they cannot understand the crows, how it is purified. But crows can be purified when it is bhaktadhyayana, those who are envious of God and His devotee, upon them you should be always angry. Now I have become bhakta, I cannot be found. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, showed by his example. He said, Tinadapi suniti na sarurapi sahishnita. But when Nityananda was injured, he became so angry, he immediately said, bring my chakra, I shall kill this Jagai Mother. So at that time he is not Tinadapi suniti. That is, Krodha Bhaktadde. So, we have this Kam, Krodh, Moha, everything, whatever sense activities we have got. When they are utilized for Krishna, then it is big. Sarvapadhi, Vinim, Bhaktam, Tatparata. Now, there is fight. It's like political fight. And in political fight, both the parties, they are trying to get supremacy of their own sense gratification. But here the fight, Ram Ravan, Hanuman's crore, was not for himself. He did not want the Lanka kingdom. But because Ramchandra wanted that this man should be punished, he cooperated. Yes? This is people. This way, when we purify all our activities, all our sensual activities, then it is right. Otherwise, it's like Arjuna. He purified his senses. A Vaishnava is naturally non-violent. But in order to satisfy Krishna, he fought. That is purified. So we have to purify. Our activities cannot be stopped. That is not possible.
All activities done for the sake of Krishna or God are divyagna, jnani and me.
What that say? Maspara, maya sakta mana pratha. Yoga, this is yoga. Yoga, jnana, madasraya. Yoga, jnana, madasraya. When he takes shelter. But this Mahavadi, where is madasraya? He is nirakar. So there is no asraya. So they cannot perform this yoga. There is no madhasraya. Asraya laiya bhaje Krishna tare nahi tyaje. If one takes shelter of Krishna and he walks under his direction, then he is never forsaken or rejected by Krishna. He is always under the protection of Krishna. Kauntiya pradyani nami bhakta pranati. That should be our duty. We shall act only to the direction of Krishna. Then our activity is actually fine. And then we are liberated.
That requires Guru.
And unless Guru, how do you know? Guru is the representative of Krishna. We cannot directly meet Krishna at the present moment. So, this is called vyavasayatmika buddhi. If we work under the direction of the representative of Krishna, that is perfect. Guru mukha padma vakta chistete koriya oiko. Arana koriya mane ar. You are singing daily. Whatever Guru has said, take it seriously. Don't manufacture your ideas. Guru mukha padma vakta chistete koriya oiko. Arana koriya mane ar.
Just as you have given an example of Krodh by Lord Hanuman in Bali Lanka, are there any such instances where a lobe could also be personified, Lord Krishna's desire?
Oh yes. They said gopis, they were always thinking, when is I see Krishna, when is I see, when I shall see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sunnayitam sabam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. I see everything vacant without Govinda. This is ecstasy of love to meet Krishna. So when he is strongly hankering after Krishna, love, greedy, or devotee, then the love is properly there.
When Krishna
disappeared
from Rasa,
there are so many instances. You can utilize your hankering for Krishna and his devotees.
There's one verse like that. Ekam mulyam.
Lolam ekam mulyam. Lolam, yes, right. That is greediness. Laulam, the verse is by Rupa Goswami. He advises Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam jadi kutopirabhati. This Krishna consciousness you purchase. If it is available somewhere, immediately purchase it. So the next question is, if you want to purchase something, you must pay with pride. Therefore, he said that the price is lowlam, greedy. How I shall become Krishna conscious? That is price. How I shall? That I can have very easily. But no, not janma koti sukriti bhilam bhati. If one has done pious activities, but many, many births, he also cannot have this greediness. This is so rare. But if you have got that greediness, you get it.
Intense greediness.
Intense greediness. So one may think, oh, I can be very greedy. So the answer is, na janma koti bhi sukhi bhi labhate.
If a human being keeps on repeatedly showing calm, growth, lobe, more, he keeps on trying to get over it,
He keeps on
that is
falling
negative
in
side.
It and again keeps on trying.
That is negative side. Astrabal, this life. Mauna. Why mauna? There's no need of mauna. You have to chant. Kirtanya Sadhana. So, there is negative side and positive. The one who has no information of the positive side, they simply take the negative side. Brahma Satta Jagan Mitha. Jagan Mitha, it is all right. But what is that? Brahma Satta. Brahma Satta is here. When you are fully engaged in the service, Brahma Satta does not mean I simply make negative this and there is no injustice. That Brahma Satta will not end here, will fall down. Because you are active. If you have no engagement, then you fall down again. Just like a child, he is engaged in playing, all right. But engage him in studying, if he gets little interest, then automatically he is playing. But if he simply stop playing, then he will become mad. Because activity is there. So these Mahabhadi philosophers, they do not know. They simply take the negative thing, this material engagement, zero. Buddha philosophy, Nibbana. And that Nibbana is another word, Nirvishesh. That will not help us. There must be varieties. And that must be positive right. And that is bhakti. So without bhakti, you cannot stop your nonsense activities. Neither.
Ishwar Parijana.
Huh?
Ishwar Parijana. This Rajyoga is Chitta Vritti Nirodha, but even you get the same thing by Ishwar Parijana. So I mean Vaishnava self is easier than this. Getting the mind blank and then getting all in the parade. Because here your mind is engaged to Lord. You know this meaning. It is we call as samadhi.
Param Dishta Nivartat. Param Dishta is just like a man is observing Ekadashi, fasting. Another in the hospital is also fasting. So these two fasting, they're different.
Here fasting of all the senses and applying to God.
For satisfaction of Krishna. And there, compulsory fasting, but he has got desire. So param dishta nivartat. When you get better taste, when you stop this nonsense, but better taste, that is positive. Artificially, if you do, it is not.
Sir, Ekadashi, according to the Puranas story, that all the 11 senses should be withdrawn from objects.
That is automatically. Ekadashi is one of the
link with God.
Process for Jaranika.
No, Dinku Tua Kuch Kaam Tha, Ek Patra Dena Tha Wo. कोई पंजाब से आए हुए उनके लिए रिजर्वेशन
अच्छा
मैं आपको पत्र दे देता हूँ मैंने फोन कर दिया है 7 बजे तो आ जाएंगे वार्ड में
ठीक है एक मिनट मैं आस्क वन क्वेश्चन आई एम रनिंग माय ओन स्कूल इन होशियारपुर एंड इट्स अप टू 8th क्लास एंड आई वांट टू कन्वर्ट इन गुरुकुल
Running on what is that school?
On private school, English school.
But if you have to work under government regulation, then you cannot do it.
But I want to convert then in.
You won't get government help.
On the basis of Hare Krishna.
Our Gurukul means how to teach them to become self-controlled. That is first. Literary education secondary, grammar secondary. The first necessity is how to create them shanta-tanta, self-control.
The Punjab Board, Education Board, but I think
that's why I say, if you have to work under government control, yeah, it is very difficult. If you can work independently, then it is fine.
No, it's independent. I'm independent. I'm doing everything.
Then if you get government help.
But the students go for examination, Punjab Board, only.
Examination or no examination, if you the practice, the rule, that is sufficient examination. Suppose one of the items, that one has to rise early in the morning. So if one is rising early in the morning, there is examination. There is already examination. One has to rise early in the morning, attend the Mangala Arati, then sitting in the class and reading Bhagavad Gita, chanting Hare Krishna. These are all practical. There is no need of examination. If he is doing, then it is examination pass.
The parents want.
Therefore, if you want to satisfy the parents, the government, then it is not possible.
They have to go in colleges.
I know that. Therefore, I say that if we have to satisfy so many masters, it is not possible.
At the most, she can give some sort of a cultural education. Along with the subject.
What that cultural? If he does not practice, what is the subject? It is practice.
Classes in Bhagavad Gita and practice.
Oh, what is he use?
In the subject.
They will produce that such they blind will, leaders.
They will not produce so bad leaders then, perhaps. I think they will have a little better understanding of the religion than those fools who have no background of religion at all. Because your schools, they
the so-called
secularism, they mean no religion.
Therefore, we have to follow this Shastra. Then it will go. Brahmachari Guru Kule.
Christian has their own government schools everywhere. And we can have our own Krishna consciousness.
Yes. We are having our own all over the world. Don't follow the government regulations.
It would be too much to request you to write a blessing for me. Write a blessing for me on this.
Yes. You want to autograph and write it for me.
I'm a fool. Yes, of course. Well, at least you realize that you're part of the fool.
Everyone.
If we all are, we realize that probably there's still some hope for
us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also.
I'm in a good company.
Everyone in the body means it.
गुरु मोरे मूर्ख देखी करिलो शासन गुरु मोरे मूर्ख देखी करिलो शासन ए स्टूडेंट्स शुड ऑलवेज रिमेन टू बी चेस्टाइज बाय गुरु दैट इज हिज लाइफ पॉलिसी And as soon as he thinks that he has become more than his guru, then he is finished his career.
Jumping over your head.
Mm-hmm. Just like our Nipas. Really, really. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu man, Guru Mare Murkha Dekhi Karilo Sasan. My Guru Maharaj has chastised me because I am fool number one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fool. But he is showing the example. That you should all
have avatars behave like common men, otherwise they will not be. But all avatars behave like common men.
Our Guru Maharaj shows the little discrepancy, he chastises like everything. But we like it very much.
Then Guru chastises the mercy.
Sishyanta puttanta. Tarai, not the larai. That is Chanaka Pandit in his time. The sons and disciples should always be chastised. Never pat them.
Tarai must be beaten. Tarai may be beaten. The thief. Tarai means.
Tarai means tarana. Chastisement.
Actually, you are so rusty, we should be beaten by your stick on a head.
Shishya, this word, very word, means voluntarily accepting the chastise. This word, shishya, sasdhasu. From sasdhasu comes Shastra. Shastra means for apun. So apun is meant for maintaining peace and order. And shastra. Shasan. These are the derivations from
origin
root. Shishya. Shishya means who has voluntarily accepted to be chastised and ruled. By the
system. Shishya means instructions are the one who takes the instruction in Shishya. Shiksha, Shishya.
Shobe, Shishya means Shobe, discipline.
Live under the suzerainty of Guru.
Suzerainty. Yeah. Voluntarily giving him the right to rule over.
All gurus are very severe taskmasters. All gurus are very severe taskmasters. The small things they turn away the shishas. Sometimes they used to lie. And they never used to. I mean, in Upanishad you hear the story that a boy was sent away with the cows and asked to come back when the thousand cows, he did come in thousand, and they automatically got all and the knowledge. These are the type of gurus are there.
I think the similes can be misunderstood also sometimes.
Similes or metaphor, we don't know, but there's a pair.
I don't think you or I, any of us, know what's the fact. It's what's conveyed and interpreted to us that we know.
That means that Shishya must have extreme blind faith in Guru.
Sure.
If a Guru says that you jump in the valley, if he's prepared to jump in the valley, then he gets the
rest. For the period that
is why that man went with 10 cows and
came back after 12 years making them thousands. Otherwise he becomes a cowherd, but he will get knowledge by going charao ghas in the jungle. No, but then he has that much faith. Faith is the faith.
How much progress is being made?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Hmm?
Tremendous.
That's what I was saying. I heard a tape 2 years ago, but I didn't...
No. I mean to say this. Respect.
Oh, I thought...
He talked about me.
I thought he was improving. Well, the construction is, you know, going at the same rate. I spoke to the marble... there's two marble contractors. The one who's doing the floor, he's going very quickly. All the guest rooms are finished, and half of the bathrooms are finished. The temple room is mostly finished. The main problem is the columns and arches. And it seems that that contractor has a bad reputation.
No.
For taking money and then wasting time. So...
He has taken money?
It seems that he's taken a lot of money.
Oh.
On the plea that he needed it to get the work going. So...
The same thing was done in Mars. This cheetah, the fish, advanced money. And then the
the contractor of mine also did the same thing. They don't know. Give them advance, go there, only. That's it.
Then, what to do?
Well, the floor man, he may...